Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Alan Watt for 2 hours and open phones with him coming up in T-minus 60 minutes. After the next break, we're going to have Bob Chapman, who joins us every Friday for about 50 minutes, theinternationalforecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I wanted to play part of a Russia Today interview with Peter Schiff, where he really boils it down and likens the collapse of the United States that's coming to what happened to the old Soviet Union. Remember, though, this is all orchestrated and engineered, and we have the documents. That's something that, unfortunately, Mr. Schiff and Mr. Means and others, I don't think, understand. But we'll talk more about that with Bob Chapman straight ahead. Here is Peter Schiff on Russia Today.
Buying trillions and trillions of dollars of government debt, and the dollar is just going to implode. Nobody's going to want it, not even Americans.
When the dollar implodes, what does it mean for Americans living in this country consuming with the dollar?
Well, they're not going to be consuming anymore. I mean, because the dollar's not going to buy anything. Remember, the only reason we're able to buy stuff now is because foreigners will send us all the stuff they make in exchange for our dollars. Mm-hmm. When they don't want our dollars anymore, we're not going to get their stuff. And we don't have the factories to produce the stuff ourselves. And so we're going to have a bunch of money, but we're not going to buy anything.
Are we talking bread lines? I mean,
well, if the government imposes price controls, which is something I think is coming, I think under the Obama administration, inflation is going to get so bad that I believe the government is going to, you know, follow the misguided footsteps of the Nixon and impose price controls on various consumer goods, including food items, energy items. And if we do that, yes, there'll be long lines for everything. And people will start trading on the black market. If you want to buy something, you won't be able to buy it officially. You'll have to buy it in the black market. And what will the black market currency be? Will it be the euro? Will it be silver coins? What will Americans be trading in illegally to try to procure the things that they need? Because we are on a collision course for massive inflation.
So what do people do to prepare for, honestly, the doom and gloom that you're describing right now?
What individual Americans need to understand is if they've got dollars invested in government bonds, in municipal bonds, in treasuries, if they've got insurance, if they've got cash value in that, if they've got bank accounts, they've got CDs, all that wealth is going to be wiped out unless they act quickly to get out of U.S. dollars and to move their wealth into foreign currencies, into bonds issued by foreign governments or foreign corporations. They can buy stocks, common stocks, traded in foreign markets, but where the incomes and dividends are paid in foreign currencies. They can buy precious metals, they can buy gold and silver, they can buy other commodities, but people need to act quickly to get out of U.S. dollars before the dollars lose their value.
The fact the U.S. is in such a weak position right now because of the economy, do you think that this could have an effect on its position when it comes to foreign policy?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, America is going to lose its role as a dominant player in the global economy, whether it's economically, whether it's militarily. I mean, you know, at one point, right, the Soviet Union was this giant superpower, but ultimately it collapsed because it couldn't finance it anymore, because it never really had the economy. And once it could no longer support the empire, it collapsed around it. And it was very quick. I mean, the Soviet Union was reduced to practically nothing in just a short period of time. And you know, people wouldn't even believe that it was possible. I think you have a similar situation where the United States, our entire military presence around the world, could come to a very abrupt end when we can no longer afford to support the empire. I mean, we only can afford to support it now because of the overvalued dollar and the fact that we're able to borrow so much money from the rest of the world. But I think once the dollar collapses, our military might is going to follow our economic might, and we're going to be increasingly marginalized. We're still living off of the reputation that we once had, and we're still squandering the wealth that was handed to us by our grandparents instead of really creating the new wealth. The new wealth creation is taking place outside the United States. It's taking place in Asia. And I think as America falls from grace, you're going to see new economic powers born. And I think as the American consumer dies, you're going to see consumers in Asia born. And, you know, that's one of the main points that I've been trying to make over the last several years, and people don't seem to get it, is that the United States has not been the engine of the global economy. We've been the caboose. And the rest of the world has been dragging us around like we're dead weight.
You think that's what Obama was?
Phase one of the insiders' plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you've got a question for Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, he has predicted almost every trend and development we've seen. Very accurate history, and that's the type of guest we bring you. People who've proven themselves. Whereas the mainstream media, the federal government, the Federal Reserve has been lying to you for years, saying everything's wonderful, we're sound, having a debt-based economy is good, go into debt deeper, the whole time they were setting up the public. And we have the IMF and World Bank documents on this. We have the Bilderberg sources on this 3 years ago. They were planning to pop the subprime mortgage in the next year and a half, which they did. And then you can argue that it's gotten out of control for them. I don't know if I agree with that, but regardless, they are going to organize and control the response. And out of the crisis, we see government expanding. We see a consolidation of power, vertical integration, a massive destruction of wealth in that transfer. But again, a greater centralization of wealth. This is no doubt happening. So we'll be taking your calls for Bob Chapman in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. Bob, we've had the chief strategist at the Bank of England come out and say within 2 to 5 years, the dollar will be completely devalued and dumped. That's what you've been saying, 2 to 5 years. You say 2 to 3. Others are coming out and saying similar things. We have one of the biggest fund managers in the world coming out today and saying the entire economy is a Ponzi scheme. I want to get into that. And then we have UBS and the federal government going around shutting down people's Swiss bank accounts, but these are the small fry Swiss bank accounts. This is selectively being done. It's only 18 billion of these 19,000 accounts. Sounds like a lot. It's nothing. We know it's all really going to Dubai and Luxembourg, so that's all part of selective enforcement as well. I'm going to get your analysis on that. But first off, we're suddenly seeing The Economist and all these other publications signal depression. I had Paul Craig Roberts on. He said no way to avert the depression now. He said it will be he agreed with my term, as you have, hyper-stagflation. He said the most devastating combination ever seen. Nothing like this has ever happened. Bob Chapman.
Well, let's start off with Peter, and he put it eloquently. I agree with him. There's only one thing I disagree with, and he believes that by going into other markets and investing in those places that you can avoid some of or these problems in America and perhaps what Western Europe and others are going to experience. And what, in fact, the whole world is going to experience dreadful economic and financial experiences. Nobody is going to be left unscathed. And to think that there'll be a decoupling, I don't think that's going to happen. And that's what Pete is talking about. I think the only true place to be for safety is gold and silver related assets. And if you are a wealthy person and you want to have 20 or 30 or 40% of your assets in another safe place or a relatively safe place, I have recommended Swiss franc treasuries. Other than that, I don't have anything to offer other than the fact that's where I disagree with him. But the rest of what he said is absolutely correct.
Well, I mean, when you go into a Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome type crises, you only want what you can physically hold. All the main analysts are saying this crisis is a black hole that is sucking the world in, and whereas the globalists like to blame the U.S. for this, it's the globalists that did it, and they've run the same Ponzi schemes in every major nation.
And what's happening now, I saw an article this morning from Europe, and they were talking about clients of banks demanding gold coins and gold bars, etc. They haven't seen that in Switzerland since probably the late 1980s. And generally, you know, and throughout Europe.
Now, let's explain. Swiss bank accounts are and other safe havens are saying, we don't want your paper. Give us gold or we won't hold it.
Well, they're not going that far, but they're...
I've seen reports of that. Go ahead.
Well, the clients are saying, we want gold. I mean, that's just the bottom line. It's as simple as that. I'm sure that there are many pro gold Swiss bankers today, as 10 years ago there weren't, 20 years ago there weren't. There were in the late 70s because I used to spend a lot of time over there. But, you know, things change. But anyway, as far as the accounts that you mentioned earlier, yes, that is kind of a shovel of sand into the ocean. There's a lot more accounts over there than that. But in October, what happened was that the Swiss banks did agree that any American who was open an account in Switzerland from here on out would have to file a W-9, and they would file it for him. So that means for any new people, it would be no secrecy.
Why are they going after UBS? Why are they closing 19,000 accounts? I mean, we know that the OECD has been saying they don't want any tax havens. They want world taxation in every nation under this new global government run by the central banks, the elite banks, where every nation has on average an 80% tax rate. They say France is the model. They call the United States a tax haven. And now the United States has been empowering worldwide the OECD to go out and try to shut down these accounts, but we know it's selectively being done. Why? I mean, do they just want the money? Are they setting a precedent? That's
exactly, Alex. They want to control everybody's money, and they want to make sure they get every bit of tax that they're supposed to get so they can steal it. And that's really the bottom line on this thing. And this has been underway for the last 8 years under Bush here in the United States. I mean, I've talked to heads of government who have told me right straight to my face over dinner that They came in here. They told us you're going to do this, 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 and this. And if you don't, we're going to cut off your internet, all your communications, all your banking connections. We're going to make it so miserable you'll have no tourism. You either agree or we'll destroy you.
It's just total mafia. And to explain, the ultra-hyper-rich use government as a vacuum cleaner with the umbrella of force to go around the world, including the United States, taxing the middle class and the nouveau riche and the new wealth, sucking it into government, then it goes offshore to these globalist combines that are outside the law. Example, Goldman Sachs paid less than 1% in corporate taxes in 2008 and in 2007. So they pay basically nothing, and then average citizens, let's say you try to own a car dealership, you try to own a restaurant, you try to own a real estate company, you try to own a clothier, anything, they're going to squeeze the daylights out of you. And then now, let's say you're some middle-class person or nouveau riche person who got money offshore, even money you had earned. A lot of these things are people's money they earn. They just put it overseas. They don't trust U.S. banks. Maybe they want to retire in Europe. They're saying, no, we're taking that money too now. So literally, this is the mafia government.
And that's why it got to be stopped. And if it's not stopped, America is going to be pauperized. And one of the things that Peter brought out and Paul Craig Roberts and I have brought out before is free trade and globalization, which has led to the destruction of the manufacturing industries in the United States. One of the ways that we could stop this that's going on, not financially, but and there's a reason I'm telling you all this, but for the American worker, is simply to invoke, and I think it's coming, invoke trade barriers, things that we've had since the year 1800, tariffs on goods and services. That would reverse this whole thing. Now, I brought this up because all those transnational corporations are making money by manufacturing goods in China, selling them in America, and the profits go to the Cayman Islands. Now, if you remember 3 years ago, what they did was the U.S. Congress, which is bought and paid for, they passed a law which was supposed to insert money into companies in the United States so they could hire more people, increase employment. And that money was to come from these transnationals that had all this money offshore that had never been taxed. And instead of paying 33%, they paid 5.25%. What a sweetheart deal on $360 billion. Now, we should have got 33% of that, we the American government. And that bears out exactly what you're talking about. Two sets of rules, one for us and one for them.
And they're going for broke by debasing all the nations of the world. They make us weak, bankrupt, easily controlled. Meanwhile, they are internationalized. They aren't beholden to the same set of rules because they're the internationalists. They're the global government openly with the private central bank family setting world law. I mean, this is the ultimate tyranny. This is like a science fiction nightmare.
And that's why, Alex, there's going to only be one answer. And it's going to be in the streets because these people are not going to give up. Every nation is going to have the same problem America's going to have. They're all going to be on the verge of revolution. That's why I don't think we'll ever see foreign troops brought in to quell anything in America. I mean, let's say that Brazil was asked to send troops in to America to help put down insurrection. Well, the minute they do that, they're going to have insurrection in Brazil because there's no troops around.
Well, look at Greece. Look at San Francisco. The cop cold-bloodedly kills the guy. They say the cop's going to go free. He did a good job killing him. And so the people riot. What do you expect them to do?
That's right.
Thank God they still got some humanity in them, some anger. And the media decries it. They should just sit down and enjoy the fact this young man's dead. That officer did an excellent job.
Terrible.
Bob Chap, that's sick. Absolutely. And then they lied about it and said there weren't any videotapes. It turned out there were. I mean, just unbelievable. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman and your phone calls. Stay with us. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
I want to start going to your calls right now because listeners will bring up a lot of questions that I wouldn't have thought to ask or that points that Bob wouldn't have thought to make, but he has knowledge on. But briefly, Bob, dealing with the nature of the overlords that are carrying this out, they're not invincible, they're not God. They have a lot of systems of brainwashing and control and deception, but once people lose confidence in them, you know, they'll try to set up new dummy institutions to get confidence. That's what Obama is, but people are already seeing through that facade rather quickly, and we see that degrading fast. So I predict within 6-8 months, you'll have a 50% approval rating, 40% approval rating instead of 60-plus right now, and then it'll plunge down to about 15% within a year and a half. Congress still has a 9% approval rating, but Bob, When you read the PNAC documents or Brzezinski's The Great Chessboard or Between Two Ages, you know, they say, we're the world empire. We've got to make this move. It's risky, but we've got to try to enslave everybody. They're very honest about it. And so I guess it's the position of we've got the power, we've got to use it, and so they're overreaching. I agree with you. I don't see this New World Order going too well.
Yeah, I think they've made a lot of mistakes, particularly in the last 10 years. And Brzezinski, 3.5-4 years ago, said that, particularly in relation to the Bush administration, which has just been a disaster for them. And they passed the point of no return in June 2002. And I know that Paul Craig Roberts says there's no way back. Well, there's been no way back for a long time, about 6 years. And so they got to go forward with this thing. And they're not going to come out unscathed. When you see Kissinger in his three minutes on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange a couple of days ago telling us that Obama's going to usher in the New World Order, he's letting everybody on Wall Street and corporate America and in banking and government know that the program's still on and we're in there and we're going to make it happen.
And he's saying you better toe the line.
That's right. It was essentially a threat. And I like threats because it makes me more steadfast. And well, let's do what they want. We're going to beat them, Alex. It's going to be very painful, but we're going to beat them.
I agree. Now we see Pat Robertson saying socialism will save us. He says you know, the people will accept it. He says Obama is unstoppable. Just submit to him.
He's been talking to God again. Why don't we ever have that opportunity? Why is it always him?
Well, hey, Bob, why do we see all these top real estate brokers, bond brokers, and other Adolf Merkel, one of the world's richest men, mysteriously dies, commits suicide? We're seeing a lot of these mid-level elitists dying.
Well, I can't answer why, because I don't know. They said it was a suicide, but who knows? You know, I've seen suicides where people have shot themselves in the back. You know, they've got this thing, this system, so controlled. It's just like you pointed out earlier, the policeman shoots a man in the back and said he was defending himself, and there were no cameras when, in fact, there were. And they're still not going to do anything. It's okay to murder people.
Yeah, they confiscate people's cell phone cameras. And it turns out people in another train did get video of it, and now they're in a lot of trouble, but they're so arrogant, they say, yeah, cop goes free, nothing we can do about it. Yeah, this guy threw himself
But that vein goes entirely through this upper echelon of we can never be wrong. We get two sets of rules, one for us, one for you, and that's the way it's going to be. Well, I get news for them. We're going to change it, Alex, aren't we?
Well, we don't have any choice. We've got to. These people are giving us no quarter. But let's go ahead and go to a phone call for Bob Chapman. Don in Canada, you're on the air. Hey, Don, you want to be on air?
Hello?
Okay, well, go ahead, Don. You want to be on air? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to ask a couple of questions. One was Marvin Bush. I'm sort of... I like your movies like 9/11, Truth Rising, but I'm sort of surprised there's no Marvin Bush footage. I was just wondering, is the Truthers, this is a call out to the Truthers to get footage of Marvin Bush? Someone asking about
Well, I mean, we confront who we can confront in cities all across the nation, and Marvin Bush doesn't come out from under his rock much. But yes, in two of my 9/11 films, we do talk about how he was running security on the World Trade Centers. And then the debunkers say that's not true. It's in mainstream news articles, and his mother wrote about it in her memoir 3 years ago. That's how we know about it.
Yeah. But I just want to say something to the Truthers. They're doing a great job, and keep it up. And one last question is about Arnold Schwarzenegger wearing the Nazi death head belt buckle.
Mm-hmm.
And in the magazine with Bloomberg. And actually, probably a year ago, I saw him with Bloomberg on another cover wearing the same belt buckle. And, you know, I'm just shocked that no one's ever asked him a question about that. Like the media
because, there's rules for us and then rules for them. He can say he loves Hitler. He can say he wants to be a dictator. That's good. If you say he's a Nazi, the ADL calls you a Nazi.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Chapman's our guest. We're continuing with your phone calls. Sean in New York, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
How you doing, Bob? What I wanted to ask Bob, pretty much, is it even worth us paying? I know it's pretty stupid, but I mean, just asking, since the money is pretty much going to amount to nothing, is it pretty much even worth paying, like, most of these bills and credit card debts and all these sort of things that the American people are going to be having to deal with? I mean, if the money is pretty much going to be worth nothing at all?
Well, you've got to understand that the people that you owe the money to are still going to be within the system. There is going to be some kind of a system. Maybe it'll break down from time to time, but you're still going to have to pay it off. And just because the value of the dollar goes down, it still means that you have to pay those bills. The way you protect yourself is to call Midas and purchase gold and silver coins.
Well, sir, let me break down the basics of this. It's a very sophisticated, nuanced question. Here's the deal, and they've announced this. England is actually bringing back debtor prisons where they're going to put you in jail if you haven't paid debts, where they're going to allow repo men, bounty hunters in the U.S. and England, this is now being announced, to come in your house, to knock your door down and come in and literally take your jewels, whatever they want. This is already happening in England. They're proposing it here. And so what's going to happen is if you don't pay your credit cards, if you don't pay your house, if you don't pay for things like that, when they put us onto a cashless society, and this is already starting to happen, that means even if you're trying to pay cash, they're going to demand you swipe your card or when you pay with a check. Instead of the check or the credit card scan to see if you've bounced checks, they're already adding to it, do you have bad credit? Have you ever not paid a credit card off? And they say, sorry, we're not accepting even your debit card or even your check. And then they're talking about not even your cash. So talk about the beast system. They are saying that you won't be able to buy or sell in these major mega marts, which are taking over. They're actually getting more profitable during the crisis as Main Street dies even further. And now all over the nation, they're raiding watermelon stands, egg stands. They're raiding people that slaughter their own lamb and sell it at a local co-op. They are massively increasing bureaucracies to shut down the family farm, animal ID, premises ID. And so as they squeeze you, they're then going to make it very hard for you to be in the underground black market or free economy. And then they're going to force you into a national ID card where there's no economy left and they dump credits onto your card that you can barely live on. But then you have to, quote, be part of the national compulsory service brigades that they're going to have eight separate groups they've announced at change.gov. So, again, yeah, the banks, they don't have to pay their bills, but you do. Now, at a certain point, if it comes down to feeding your families, yeah, don't pay the bills anymore. But that's a moral decision you have to pay. Don't screw the guy that fixes your car on credit. That's immoral. But if it isn't paying a credit card to a private bank that created out of fiat, I see nothing immoral about that. You just have to understand the consequences of how they're going to use this cashless grid to squeeze you. People say, I don't care if it's a cashless grid tracking me. What do I have to hide? That grid is meant to rape you financially. It's run by criminals, genius-level people who revel in control. Bob?
Absolutely. I couldn't say it any better. Perfect.
And one more thing, Alex, I just wanted to ask you. I know you keep on putting out statistics of people really waking up, and I really believe it, but then there's still a lot of times that I can talk to old people and, you know, even people my age. I'm only 24. And I can just still ask some questions, and there still seems to be in this Obama days of just not nowhere near of understanding half of what's even going on or what's about to come.
Well, what did Russell Means just say about Obama? He says he's pure evil. And anybody who really knows history knows Obama is a front man. I mean, as racist as this New World Order is, they didn't put a guy that's half black in there because they wanted to. They put him in there because they own him, and he's going to sucker people.
My confidence, you know, diminishes sometimes because I like, you know, to be intellectual with people and converse back and forth. That's how actually you can get information across when you're conversing with people back and forth about what's going on. But old people, even Chinese people, I talk to them, all different, you know, groups, but nobody just still seems to just know what's going on.
Well, here's some good news. Here's some good news. I went to the mall because the lady cuts my hair is in the mall. I don't normally go to the mall. Don't really like that culture. But I'm in there, and I had three separate black guys, two of them working at little kiosks, stop me and go, you know, I always liked you for years, but kind of got upset at first when you didn't like Obama, but I want to basically apologize. You were right about Obama, and I can see his betrayal. So give him some time. The people who won't wake up is white yuppies because they're just so arrogant. They're so trusting in the system that Bob Chapman, you want to comment on that?
No. It's perfect. It reflects exactly what's going on. And he's just a front man. And, we have Team B went in for Team A. And they're all Illuminati. They're all CFR, et cetera. And they're going to keep on doing exactly what they were doing before.
Yeah, I mean, well, I say this a lot, but I want listeners to understand something. This isn't a game. This is life and death. I get death threats. Bob gets them. Bob's had to leave the country. Okay? I mean, this is the real world. We have people attacking us last night that I'm not even going to get into on air. I mean, it's off the charts. But again, that's a blessing. We know we're having an effect. But for those that are doubting if any of this is, you know, isn't real or we're exaggerating, we're holding back the severity, Bob.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Anything else?
And you know, I'll tell you something. We are hurting them very, very badly. And by going to the sponsor of these kinds of programs and helping them keeps us on the air. And it's
absolutely
not only us, there's others like us as well. And we've got to get the word out. And as Alex just said, people are coming up to him and saying, gee, you know, at the first I didn't believe you, and now I do, and I'm glad you said what you said, and you're truthful. And people desperately need the truth.
Absolutely. You were trying to say something else, Sean?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, that's why I just really want to thank you and Bob, you know, especially, and for you guys to know that myself, and I'm pretty sure that there's millions of others that actually live, like, day-to-day life off of you guys' information. And, you know, just appreciate you guys coming on every single day because we tune in every day to learn what steps we can do, advanced steps to probably fight this thing. And, you guys' information is vital to us. So,
Sean, God bless you. And I appreciate that. And that's how we keep going on. I want to be clear though, because this is a reflex. This is an instinct you need to have. I'm not lying to you. Everything I tell you is documented. I had a guest on yesterday, and he said they haven't announced yet that a world government run by banks will control us. And I said, yes, they have. And I pulled up Newsweek and a few other articles and put it on screen. So everything I cover is – Bob, this is what I just had a huge flashback. Yesterday, I learned that there's a bill introduced. The Democrats have a good chance of passing to where the attorney general is given carte blanche, letter of marque, to ban any guns he wants. And this is the former Clinton deputy attorney general. And they are already saying that they will ban most rifles and handguns. Now, I have the bill number. I've read the bill. And I'm so busy covering everything else. And I'm so subconsciously acclimated to the belief that I really know they're coming after our guns that then I don't even ring the alarm bell because I've been so deep in this fight. Can you speak to that psychological danger we have that, or do you ever get into that where you get so acclimated to these horrors that it becomes second nature and you even lose your capacity to become upset by it? You almost become accustomed to this devilishness because I have the bill right here and I haven't even given the bill number out in 2 days. I keep forgetting to get to it.
Well, I think you better give it out right now. Do you have it?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up in a minute. I had it up on screen. I mean, that's
well, I want to say this and to answer your question. You know, after these many years I've been involved in this, the sensitivity is still there to what's going on. But what you have to do, and I call it compartmentalization, in your brain, you have your field of knowledge, and then you have what the bad guys are doing, and then you have the new events that are coming along. And you have to first discern what part of the new events that are coming along are important and must be reported on. And Alex, you're doing the same thing. And then it becomes part of your job. You don't become callous toward it, but you become used to it. But you don't lose your sensitivity, and we can see that on the program when you start talking quicker, and we can feel the emotion in your voice. And it's the same with myself. So you and I, at least, haven't been desensitized.
Well, I mean,
yes,
by desensitized,
that it's hard to handle it. But yeah, we've got to do it for them, all those people out there, because they can't handle it, but we can.
Well, I mean, it's more nuanced. I guess I'm not articulating it right. I'm more sensitive than ever, but it's like I'm a batter up with 1,000 baseballs coming at me, and just incredible things come on the scene now that would have shaken the whole situation 10 years ago, and now there's so many mega bad things happening that it makes my head spin. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that is the truth. I mean, I say to my wife, Should we rename the International Forecaster to the International Financial and Economic, Political and Social Inquirer? I mean, there is no good news out there that I can find.
I'm looking for the article right now. It's just, here it is. Proposed law would allow Obama AG holder to ban guns at will. Now, when I saw this in WorldNet Daily, I believed it because they're a pretty good source on things like that, but I wanted to go read the bill. So this was Monday night. Now, I can't believe, no, Tuesday night, I can't believe it's all these days I haven't gotten to it. And it says proposed law, you know, in a way it's so horrific, I think in a way I psychologically suppress it. You know, people think I want to get up here and bash cops. 90% of the time I don't even cover the articles I have because it makes me sick. You know, it's not like we're here even trying to give people all the bad news. Bob, do you ever kind of just cringe as all the info's coming in because you don't even want to have to analyze it because you're sick of it?
You better believe it. You better believe it, and, you know, it just gets nastier and nastier, especially when I see people like Kissinger on television and CNBC and Brzezinski and people like that. They're so, so evil.
And relishing. He's saying this crisis is wonderful. The economic, the military, he said he was getting happy. His eyes twinkled. He said, this is going to help us. This is good. This is going to bring in a new world order. What a sick bastard while those children in Gaza are dead everywhere.
That's right. And they don't care how many people die. They're above that.
Here it is. Nimmo did a detailed story on it. But he sources WorldNet Daily and AP here. Proposed law may allow Obama AG to ban guns at will. Now, this is the same thing. Congress cedes unlimited, no oversight, complete power to the private Federal Reserve and the Treasury, separate and above government. Greenspan goes on air and brags, we're above you all. No one can even investigate us. It's the same thing here. It's like ceding imperial, godlike, right of king power. It says, it looks like the gun grabbers may have a field day when the new Congress convenes. According to Bob Unruh, writing for WorldNet Daily, Obama's AG nominee, Eric Holder, is a big gun grabber, I would add, may have the ability to ban guns at will. They cite H.R. 1022, sponsored by New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy and 67 co-sponsors. And it goes on to say that when the new Democrats are seated in the new House, which I guess has just now happened, they have a good chance of passing it. And then we have the bill sections here where it just says at will he can ban any firearms he wants. So no longer is there laws. It's just a blank check, Bob. And here's Obama, who in Chicago supported total gun bans and said that was reasonable, and who supported the D.C. total gun ban. And he says, don't worry, I believe in your Second Amendment. We can't just carte blanche ban them all at once, but we can by law prescribe and ban a lot of them. I mean, the son of a bitch is on record, and the people are still in denial.
They just don't get it. And it's part of the brainwashing process. Half of them are out to lunch. And whether we'll get them back or not, I don't know. But we will get them once they're in the street, when their house is gone and the cars are gone and the debit card has no credits in it anymore. That's unfortunately when they're going to wake up. And if they pass this legislation, you better bury your weapons and your ammunition, because if you turn it in, you're duck soup.
And I apologize for using a little bit of that French, but I mean, that just came out of me. I mean, this is, they're getting ready to take your guns. This is America. And then the FBI's got all these manuals, Bob, saying we're terrorists because we believe there's a new world order and they want our guns. And then now they're all over the news saying world government, world, and Newsweek, world government run by a private bank. And then still the FBI says, no, you're crazy. It doesn't exist. I mean, how dare them? They openly work for a bankrupt criminal system.
Absolutely.
I mean, how does that doublethink work, Bob, to separately say none of this world government exists while they openly announce it?
Again, they do what they want. They do it the way that they want. And, you know, there's nobody to stop them except your program and programs like it.
I want to ask the FBI.
I mean, this is the last hope.
I mean, I want to ask the FBI and people that are involved in all this. I mean, you like being the guys that are coming for our guns. You like being the guys that support the Madoffs that are looting the country. You like being the guys that work for the people that run the child kidnapping rings that are in mainstream news. I mean, you really like... Or you deny and say, oh, no, it's not criminal. No, you know it's criminal. It's bankrupt from pillar to post. And you say, well, I'm not involved in that directly. Yeah, but your silence and being part of the system, you are guilty. You are accessories. Bob Chapman.
Well, I agree with that completely because they know what's going on. And it's situation ethics, if you may. And they justify it by the paycheck. And you get the same thing with law enforcement. And they better wake up because, you know, they come after us, they ain't going to go home.
Well, who could imagine they'd actually get away with this? I mean, they're coming for the guns now. They've introduced a bill where they can ban whatever they want, whenever they want, a blank check. And the Federal Reserve governor is in Bloomberg saying that even the regional Fed isn't involved in decisions, that a group above Treasury and the Fed New York has implemented war powers. War powers. Folks, that's martial law. That's a hoity-toity name for martial law. Over the Congress, over the system. Bob Chapman, stay there. We'll come back, take more phone calls. I'm going to keep you 5 minutes into the next hour on this Friday edition. Then we'll go live with Alan Watt from Canada. Stay with us.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
All right, we are back live with Bob Chapman. I'm going to come back in the next little segment, take a few more calls. But right now, briefly, I wanted Bob and Ted Anderson to have a chance to talk, because I know the Midas Resources also offers a trial copy of the International Forecaster. But Ted is doing, gold is up again today, but Ted bought it a few weeks ago at the 760 level. So he's, again, the price is close to, I guess, $90 under what it is right now. So he factors that into the savings. Ted, tell folks out there about today and throughout the weekend the gold offer. And then I don't know what Bob's going to say. I want to see what he's going to say, because he's a great analyst on this, of how good a deal he thinks it is. So Bob Chapman and Ted Anderson, you guys talk.
Yeah, well, basically what I have right now, Alex, I mean, gold did edge up again today and seen a peak of 868.90, which means it is getting stronger. The unemployment figures came out way low, way higher than what it was. So, I mean, it's just the whole economy here is melting down. What I did is I picked up some francs here just a short while ago at that price level that you're referring to, and they're currently at 204, where the British sovereign is at 252. Walking Liberty halves are at 840, or $8.40, or $168 per roll of 20. All that stuff is in really a good buying range at this time. Obviously, with the economy melting down, I just can't think of a better time for people to be getting involved in the gold and silver, plus also having the support of rising market prices. The whole thing. I mean, that gun issue that you're talking about earlier on should make people's blood boil. But, I mean, it's all tied together, this whole New World Order thing, this Democrat versus Republican, right versus left, and you're talking about how this team or that team that has to win. I mean, it's like in a football game. Here in Minnesota, it's the Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers. It doesn't matter. It's still the football game that's being played, and that's exactly what's going on here economically.
Well, let me break this down and get Bob's take on this. Look, we've got the head strategist, the Bank of England, saying the dollar within 2 to 5 years will be gone, maybe even faster. All these other world leaders are now saying it, I guess trying to signal that. There may come a time when you can't buy gold and silver with Federal Reserve notes. Folks, you need to move into gold and silver right now. Bob, A, is this a good deal Ted's offering? B, why is gold and silver important to hold?
Well, first of all, gold and silver is important to hold because it's the ultimate money. And when you have a devaluation, the value of what you own in gold and silver is going to go up in value versus the paper currency. As far as the francs are concerned, they're an excellent buy. Excellent. In fact, it's this extraordinary buy. But the point is, even after the francs are gone, they're sold out. You've got to continue to keep on buying. It's the only safe place for you to be.
By the way, that's the next point. Ted's been doing this 30 years. You've been doing it even longer than that. But as a broker, just analyzing it, not on the hard sales side. Ted, even though most of his competition can't even find francs and things, they're now sending him. Most of them are uncirculated, meaning they're getting down to their last stores, Bob.
Well, that is not surprising with the reports I hear coming in from all over the world that it's extraordinarily difficult to get gold and silver, and particularly in coins.
Well, that,
I mean, this is everywhere.
Let me fire the number out, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And there'll be brokers there till midnight Friday. And, Ted, does this deal go through the weekend?
Yeah, we'll hold it right through the weekend.
800-686-2237. Folks, we're going to start the next hour, and I want Ted to be able to finish up his one-minute comment, then I'll take one or two final calls for Bob Chapman. But, again, that number, 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.